Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Good morning everyone and welcome to the Schools In program on Yarra Valley FM. We are Year 6 students from the Beth Catholic Primary School in the eastern suburbs.
St. Patrick's Primary School.
Hi, my name is Angus. I'm 13 years old and my favourite animal is a dingo.
Hi, my name is Alexis and I'm 12 years old and my favourite animal is my pet dog Angel.
Hi, my name is Zach. I am 12 years old and I love to play with my dog Elmo. My favourite animal is a zebra.
And my name is Bonnie. I'm 11 years old. My family has 2 dogs and 1 fish.
And we'll be your hosts for today.
Today we'll be talking about the most interesting topic in the world, which is about animals.
Animals have been around since the dawn of time. They come in many different types of sizes, colours, and can live up to hundreds of years. But my favourite animal is a zebra, because it is the only animal I know that starts with Z.
Really, Zach? How long can a zebra live for?
Well, the zebra can live up to 25 years of age. It's a pretty short lifespan compared to us humans.
What about the zebra, Zach? It starts with Z, but it's really ugly. Anyway, what are all your favourite animals?
My favourite animal is the dingo, because I like going out in the bush, and they are like bush dogs, although I did encounter one in my campsite once.
Well, I still think the zebra is the best animal, because it starts with Z and the stripes all over them look really cool.
I agree with Angus, because my favourite animal is a dingo too.
Mine are geese, because of the weird honk.
Anyway, we all have our favourite animals, so don't start an argument.
Now let's talk about a few interesting animals. They look weird and make sounds that sound stupid.
I find one of the interesting animals are the Angora rabbits. They originally came from Turkey and shed every 3 to 4 months.
Another interesting animal is the axolotl. If you ask me, it kind of looks like a Pokemon. They are found in the lakes in Mexico.
What about the blobfish? It is so ugly, it's almost cute, I guess. It lives in deep water in Australia. I want to see the blobfish because I want to see it in person and see how ugly it is.
The last weird animal we'll talk about is the pink fairy armadillo. They are found in Argentina and are the smallest and cutest type of armadillo.
Hey guys, I have a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Moose.
Moose who?
Moose, you be so noisy.
Huh, that's funny, Zach. Now for our first song, it's Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. We'll be right back.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
All right, back to animals. Let's talk about some of the toughest animals in the world. These are the scariest, most reckless and most crazy animals in the world.
I think one of them are the funnel web spiders. They're very venomous and small, but luckily only found in Sydney.
I think it's a box jellyfish because they are really poisonous. Although I have not been stung by one, they're meant to be extremely painful.
That's fierce, but I think it's a honey badger because they're small so they can pounce on their prey when they least expect it.
That is very dangerous, but I think it's a black mamba. They occasionally feed on some reptiles such as lizards, venomous snakes, puff adders and cobras. Black mambas are one of the fastest species of snakes.
It's clearly the funnel web spiders because they're clearly the most dangerous. The venom is highly deadly.
Nah, I still think it's a box jellyfish.
No way, Angus. It's definitely honey badgers by far.
Okay, let's stop arguing and get to our other part of the show.
Well, I think it's joke time. What do you call a sleeping bull?
What?
A bulldozer!
Now for our second song, Who Let the Dogs Out by Bahamian.
Who let the dogs out?
on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Now for a little bit about the biomes animals live in. I'm going to talk about animals that live in the sea. Only animals with gills can live in the sea because gills enable them to be able to breathe underwater.
Well, I'll talk about animals that live in very hot places like the desert, inland Australia or Africa. Animals can only live in the desert if they have really good survival skills like the thorny devil, deathstalker scorpion and the camel.
Well, I'll talk about the animals that live in the cold areas like Antarctica and the North Pole. Animals with fur are able to live in Arctic conditions. These animals use their coat of fur to warm themselves up, like polar bears, wolves, and penguins.
I'll talk about animals that live in the rainforests. Animals have adapted to unique conditions of rainforests. Did you know that the sloth uses camouflage techniques to hide from predators?
Speaking of cool biomes that animals live in, what about the zoo? It's so cool because all the different animals are in the same place, like the lions, elephants, hyenas, and many more.
Oh yeah, I think it's a maned wolf. The maned wolf is the largest South American wolf. The maned wolf is the weight of 20 to 30 kilograms and in height 90 centimetres.
Well, I think it's a blue glaucus, or known as the blue dragon. This sea slug is a shellless gastropod mollusk.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, but a fossor is way cooler. They're the largest mammalian carnivore on the island of Madagascar.
I think it's the puku fish. They look very weird and have human-like teeth. Very weird.
Hey, how do lions greet other animals in the field?
How?
Nice to eat you.
Ha, huh. Now for our third song, Fireflies by Owl City.
As they said farewell. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
As we come to the end of our show today, we would like to read you a poem called Cry of the Wolves by Shelley Bullman.
Roars of the night, the wilderness is your home. Man in his ignorance won't leave you alone. Strong together you hunt for survival. Man and his gun, your only rival.
Mistress of the moon, shadows dancing on northern skies. I hear your torment and mournful cries. Running, hunting, surviving, dying. From frozen mountain tops I hear your crying.
Great warriors of the night, I wish you strength and stamina. Courage in your plight, you're the heart of wilderness. Cool air and mountain snow, you're part of this land, but man is your foe.
So once again the dark night becomes black, and howling is heard as wolves gather a pack. With spirit and fight, stamina and charm, let no man destroy you, you mean them no harm.
Brave warriors of the night, in the wilderness be, wise and cunning hunters, forever be free.
Let your howling join the earth, may you hunt with no fear, let the mountains echo out the howl of the wolves that fills the mountain air.
What a great poem, everyone. Now it's time for some shout-outs.
My shout-outs go to my family, Aiden, Nossa, Travis, Regan and Darcy.
My shout-outs goes to my family, my friends, Sophie, Lexi and my class 56V.
My shout-outs go to my family, my school, all my friends, 56B and a special shout-out to Summer and Karen on their birthdays.
My shout-out goes to my family, 56B, St. Patrick's Primary School, Oscar, Bryce, Braden A and Braden D, Jude and the rest of my friends.
And a huge shout-out to all the 56 teachers. Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you have a great day.
Now for the last song. It's Crocodile Rock by Elton John.
Dreaming of a Chevy and